It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A fraud as a GM. We're visiting with Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus, PFF.com, NFL insider. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Who would you have drafted, Steve, if you were at Dallas in that spot? Because I like your kind of approach. Who's the best on the board? Tyler Guyton, you feel like he needs some more seasoning, some more development, when a lot of times you want to go get a guy who is ready the second week in September to go. Who would you have drafted had you been the Cowboys GM?
Yeah, so my style is a little different because I would hopefully not get into the draft needing a left tackle and needing a center, as Dallas did. So let's just assume I made a few better moves there.
Right.
Because I'll give you the quick history on Dallas. I feel like every time they draft a non-need, it works out way better. Right. When they needed a corner in 2021, they needed a corner, had to get a corner, and two corners went off the board right ahead of their pick, J.C. Horn and Patrick Surtain. And then they had to settle for Micah Parsons. They had to settle for Micah. Right. It wasn't a need. They didn't get the need. They got the best player, Micah Parsons. And in the previous year, they drafted C.D. Lamb at 17 when I don't think they needed a receiver. Right. On paper, they had Amari Cooper. They had Michael Gallup, and they still got CeeDee Lamb. Those picks work out better over time when you do that. I think when they draft their needs and they say, okay, we need a run-stopping nose tackle, let's go get Mazi Smith in the first round. We need a move tight end. Let's get Loon Schoonmaker, you know, in the second round. I feel like those are the picks that come back to bite, and you just hurt your depth over time. So Dallas needs a tackle in a center, but I would still take, like, the guy that went right after Nate Wiggins, the corner from Clemson. I think was a better prospect. I really liked Ladd McConkey, the receiver that went to the Chargers a few picks later, early in the second round. You know, Johnny Newton from Illinois. I don't know if that's too redundant because they've got they've got defensive tackles there. But I thought Johnny Newton was if you keep taking the best player, and I think those are probably the best players on the board. I think Cooper Dijon, I think Kool-Aid McKinstry. I thought those guys were the best players on the board. I thought Jackson Powers Johnson is a better prospect than Tyler Guyton and probably could have stepped in and handled center. And then you could kick Tyler Smith out to left tackle. So I think staying true to the quote-unquote best player. And again, Dallas is going to tell you, that was the best player on our board. I just didn't see it.
It wasn't.
I don't see. No, I mean, in Guyton's production, look, I mean, you can project tackles to the next level using PFF, you know, production. There's ways to do it. Guyton just doesn't project well using the data. So that's all I'm saying. Keep drafting the best players available. So I would go this other route, probably 5-6. I mean, there's a lot of prospects that would have taken over Guyton because he was probably my least favorite first-round pick. Not that he can't get there. I just don't want to be the team that has to develop Guyton and try to get the